I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, this is the time of year when even the most casual of anglers has a chance to enjoy some great fishing action and good eating from almost any nearby dock or jetty. It's snapper blues season. Tell us about snapper blues.
Yeah, we're right in the heart of snapper blues season right now. They start to show up at the end of July. You can catch them in August, but they're still pretty small. And right now in September is when they're around in good numbers and they're the best size for eating. And what snapper blues are is they are juvenile bluefish. And when they first show up in July, they're a few inches long. By now in September, they're probably around 7 to 9 inches long, which is a nice size to eat. And the current limit in Massachusetts is 10 per person. So you can go down to a dock and catch a bunch. And even though they're not very big, they are delicious. They make a great meal.
So they are very accessible fish for shore fishermen. Tell us your approach to going for snapper blues.
They are accessible. You can find them most places where there's a dock. So inside harbors, rivers, salt ponds, things like that, they tend to stick around shallow, protected areas this time of year. Easy places to go and set up to fish. I like to use my freshwater gear because these are small fish. So the size rod and reel you would normally use for something like freshwater fishing for trout. You can also use even little trout lures. And then they also sell a lot in tackle shops, a rig which is specifically designed for snapper blues called a snapper rig. And that's very easy to cast. It's a float and a small lure. And if you're having any trouble and you can't get the snapper blues to hit a lure or hit the snapper rig, you can always put a little bit of bait on, a little bit of squid or something like that. Sometimes that is all you need to convince them to bite.
I think of snappers as a great fish to go for with a young person because they're so manageable and they're so much fun to catch and they're often around in good numbers.
Exactly. If you're standing on a dock, you don't have to make a long cast to reach them. They're exciting, they're fun, but they're not going to, you know, pull the rod out of a child's hand or anything like that. And you can bring them in and toss them in a bucket of seawater, a 5-gallon bucket, and they'll stay alive and swim around. So you can even watch them and play with them a little bit before you either decide to eat them or, if you have to, let them go.
Let's talk about eating them. What are some of the ways that you approach it?
I like to cook them kind of the way that you would, like a Portuguese-style grilled sardine. So keep them whole, remove the guts, and scale them, and then just olive oil and real quick on a hot grill. You can kind of char the outside and keep the inside from getting overcooked. Eat them right off the bones. It's delicious. But any way you do it, they're too small to bother filleting. So pretty much leave them whole, lift the fillets off the bones, and even if you think you don't like bluefish, the little snapper blues have a milder flavor. I've never met anyone who's tried them and did not like them.
Mm. Let's round up the fishing action. What are you seeing at On the Water magazine?
Well, we were just out. We filmed a TV show, Fishing for Striped Bass, out in the Monomoy Rips and Handkerchief Shoal. And that area has been very good with live eels doing well for striped bass. We're also hearing reports of fishing starting to pick up in the Cape Cod Canal, which is good. We'd expect to hear that this time of year as water temperatures cool and the bass start to move in close. Scup and sea bass action in Vineyard Sound has been pretty good. And, of course, the false albacore action. We talked about that last week, how good it's been. It's cooled off a little bit, but it's still pretty good. Fish have spread out everywhere from Monomoy in Nantucket to the Vineyard in Falmouth along the Elizabeth Islands and up into Buzzards Bay. Like I said, they're a little more scattered now, but if you have a boat and you have the time to look around for them, you should be able to find them.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, you can check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.